Hello, beautiful people. I'm Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in for season 10 of The Work. So, number 37 in 472 lessons from my most recent trip to New York comes from the guy who booked my car to JFK. See, I'd experienced a less than awesome trip from Newark on my way into Manhattan. Seriously, my driver was trying to kill me and at least another dozen people along the way, and decided it was time to try another company. Yes, even though I know better than to decide an entire company is to blame when a single driver is unsafe and unprofessional, sometimes you just need to change it up for a minute. But I was coaching right up till the end of my last day in New York. It was a seriously packed schedule, and I absolutely loved every minute of it. But something that I usually can attend to online the night before, booking a car, I was just going to go down and ask the concierge of my hotel to help with. I mean, that's what they do, right? So go to the concierge. She introduces me to the transpo captain. I tell him the details of my flight out of JFK, the timing. And he tells me I need to be in a car a full 90 minutes earlier than I had planned. This, of course, has an impact on my coaching schedule, and my phenomenal clients are all very understanding, as you would expect. I'm not feeling a tremendous amount of stress or anything. I mean, I kind of idle it. Everything is always working out for me lately, and I trust that I'm exactly where I'm meant to be at all times. But I must have had some kind of look on my face at the moment that the transpo captain told me quite insistently at what time I would be collected by my driver. "Look," he said, "I don't know much, but I know this." Immediately, I was awash in comfort. I didn't think I was stressed out, but it was like I took off a backpack of anxiety I didn't even know I was carrying. Just because he assured me, "I don't know much, but I know this." So, as I always, always do, I started thinking about you. You glorious creatives who invite me into your world with so much love and enthusiasm. I began thinking about how often you feel the need to be perfect at something, to know more than you do about anything, to get it right. That invisible backpack getting heavier and heavier with every pressurized bit of high-intensity anxiety you don't even realize you're carrying around. And some of it could be alleviated by quite simply giving up the need to have it all figured out, by spending less time focused on what's not yet sorted out and putting more energy, more time, more focus, more overall investment into what you've got down pat. Suddenly, you produce confidence that is castable. "I don't know much, but I know this." Look at the stress that one sentence pulls away from the thought of being an expert, knowing everything, having it all figured out, allowing you to comfort buyers with the truth of the matter. Like, "Need a goofball? That's me. Need a bad guy? I'm on it. Need an ever-patient mom? Totally my thing. Need someone who has zero ego about saying yes to a forgettable one-liner? So me. Need the most brilliant improviser ever? Yes and, baby." Because at the moment, I needed a solution to the only real problem of the day. I was relieved by the words of someone whose business is all about traffic and timing and the fact that there was more chaos than usual in the city on this particular day. And all anyone in casting, or the agents and managers who pitch you to the casting directors, ever want is the solution to a problem. Someone who makes it super easy to draw a direct line between the problem, the role we need filled, and the right actor. That's you. Not a blank slate. Not an artist who shows great range or potential or passion or drive. A solution. "I don't know much, but I know this." What's your this? Everything else is irrelevant to the buyers at the time we're frantically trying to get a decision made. How can you make it simpler for everyone? Celebrate how you rock your this. Thank you for joining me for this episode of The Work. We hope you'll rate, review, subscribe, share with your friends, and for all the support that you could dream of, come on over and join us at BonnieGillespie.com. Till next time, stay ninja. Mwah!